Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about a very important subject that affects one in three people
According to the CDC, as I said, 1 in 3 people will develop shingles, a painful skin condition, in their lifetime. If you've had chickenpox, the virus that causes shingles is already inside your body. Shingles can be a painful and isolating experience, leading to rashes, blisters, and scabs that may take several weeks to heal. Joining me right now are Dr. Bio Curry Winchell, who is GSK spokesperson, family physician, medical contributor, influencer, and health advocate. Her advocacy is dedicated to improving health literacy and equity. As a medical contributor, she is frequently featured on broadcasts like NBC, CBS, Scripps News, and The Griot, with appearances on BBC and CNN as well. She has also given 2 TEDx talks, which have provided powerful insights into health equity issues and disease awareness. She has partnered with GSK's Thrive 50 Plus campaign to raise awareness about the risk for shingles in those 50 years and older. Also joining me is Larnie. She is a GSK spokesperson, shingles advocate, and 54-year-old mother and nurse. She began noticing blemishes on the right side of her face while mid-flight to Hawaii for a vacation with her family. Upon landing, she was taken to the hospital where she was diagnosed with shingles. Her stay at the hospital lasted 7 days, the length of her vacation. Larnie is passionate about sharing her story to ensure people understand their risk for shingles. I'd like to welcome Dr. Bio Curry Winchell and Larnie to the Mark White Show. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So glad to have you today. And the one experience I had with shingles was my grandmother who raised me. She said it felt like a baseball bat had hit her because of the pain that the shingles brought her physically. Dr. Bio, let's talk about what is shingles and how is it caused?
It's caused by the virus, varicella zoster virus. It's the same virus that causes chickenpox. Well, it lies dormant in your spine and it can reactivate at any point in time. And just as you mentioned, Mark, this disease, shingles, can really just be debilitating and it causes symptoms that can last for a couple of weeks, but also could last for several years, although in rare cases. It's something that I'm so glad that we're talking about.
Absolutely. And people who especially are over 50 need to start talking to their physician, the person they go to, nurse practitioner, to find out maybe some awareness about shingles and what they might expect if they are one of three.
It is very important, especially if you are over the age of 50, to discuss your potential risk for developing shingles. And age is specifically over the age of 50 is one of those common risk factors that we've been able to identify.
Why is that?
So as we get older, our immune system starts to decline, which increases our risk for developing shingles, as well as when we look at different conditions like diabetes, heart disease, asthma, and even COPD, that can also increase your risk for developing shingles.
So this leads me to a question, because if our immune systems are weakening, there are certain things that we can do that actually helps our immune systems weaken if we're not doing the right things physically. So it sounds like we could reinforce our immune system and maybe improve our chances of not getting shingles?
So your immune system is really individualized. And so although there are different elements that are out there that may tell that they can increase your immune system, nothing has been studied in that space. But what has been studied is this virus lies dormant in your spine and can reactivate it any period of time. And one thing that I like to lead with is when we talk about health, which truly is your most prized possession, it is not discriminatory. It will not decide, oh, you're going on vacation or you have a big meeting. It doesn't wait for anyone. And so this virus can reactivate at any period of time. So having the information to know about your individual risk, what an investment in your own health and an investment in your ability to just have the life that you want to live is vital.
Larnie, first, I want to apologize that you made the wonderful trip to Hawaii and had to enjoy it from a hospital room. That is terrible. I'm sorry that that happened to you. But as a nurse and a mother, explain more about your experience with shingles.
Yeah, it was quite an experience. And thank you for this opportunity to share. Yeah, my family and I were headed to Hawaii, and it happened. And when we landed, the growth that was on my left forehead grew. And so my husband and I decided to go to the urgent care clinic there on the island. That provider, however, recommended I go to the ER because this growth was not only growing on my forehead, but it was near my eye, which is a concern. Now, I don't have a typical case, but the providers at the ER worked closely with me, and they determined and diagnosed me with shingles.
I am amazed at how quickly that happened, that this experience of seeing something on your face, it growing as you're heading to Hawaii and getting worse progressively. That's something that everyone listening right now should be aware of, how quickly this can happen.
Yes, and you said the word surprise. I was very surprised. I didn't think this could happen to me. I consider myself young, active, and healthy. And so to get this kind of this medical condition came as a complete surprise because I never thought I'd get it, ever.
Tell us, Larny, why are you sharing your story?
Yeah, I'm sharing my story because it happened, and this journey has been one that has deepened my appreciation for life and most especially health. And really what's really important to me is to create awareness. And so I recommend those 50 years and older especially to talk to your provider or pharmacist about your risk for shingles and about vaccination.
And while there are many people who have had shingles, I'm sure there are just as many stories out there, Dr. Bayo, as people share their story. And maybe there are some misconceptions about shingles. What are some of those common misconceptions?
The common thing that I hear, Mark, is that it's not going to happen to me, or it's just a rash, I can get through it. And as you heard with Larny's story, this can happen to you. And this rash is more than a rash. It's painful. It's a burning sensation. And that part of the disease is very important that we highlight, because if there's something that you can do to invest in your health and hopefully prevent the onset of shingles, let's invest in that. Let's know more about it. And even beyond that, let's share that information with other people. So this thought that it can't happen to me, I just like to highlight, it can happen to you. And your health truly is your most prized possession, because without it, you don't have anything.
The statistics are very much in line with being diagnosed with cancer, because 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women can be diagnosed with cancer. And here we are at 1 in 3. That's pretty good odds that you're going to have shingles in your lifetime.
Well, when we look at all the statistics, especially all of the elements that can increase your risk, like COPD, diabetes, asthma, all of those factors increase your risk, plus age. And so when you couple that and those diseases mentioned, it's a win-win to have this conversation with your doctor, with your pharmacist, just to know your potential risk for developing it. It's one step that you can make. Often we feel like there's a lot of things out of our control, but what is in your control is the opportunity to invest in you. And having that conversation is a win overall in that step forward with your health.
As I started out the conversation, we said that Larny's stay lasted 7 days in the hospital, the length of her vacation. What are the long-term effects of shingles?
So there are many factors that can impact someone when we talk about long-term effects. And I say that intentionally, Mark, because patients, we're all different. We all have a different health journey. And studies have shown that, you know, symptoms will last normally for a couple of weeks, but in rare cases, it can be long-lasting and can even present with a term called post-herpetic neuralgia, which is this burning sensation or numbness and tingling. Now, that doesn't happen to everyone, but just knowing that it could potentially happen is very important to have that conversation with your doctor. Finding out if I'm over the age of 50 or I have diabetes, asthma, all of these things, what are my personal risk factors? That is a huge thing to, when we look at these numbers, we look at these statistics, what can you do? You can have that conversation. And then you can decide what happens from there.
Absolutely. And Dr. Bio, where can our listeners go to learn more?
EasyVax.com is a great starting point. That's a great resource.
Terrific. Dr. Bio, Curry, Winchell, and Larnie, thank you for joining me here on The Mark White Show today to share about this very important subject, shingles. Thank you both.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you so much.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Aisha Patel with Nothing But Cakes as she shares about her new venture in Athens, Alabama. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Aya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
And we're back. As advertised, I have with me right now Aisha Patel with Nothing But Cakes. We're at Coronation right now in Athens, Alabama, where my wife does alterations and custom clothing. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Aisha.
Thank you for having me. So excited to be here.
Glad to have you. And the first thing I want to thank Wendy Coates with Biscuit Belly over in Huntsville, Jones Valley area. She connected me with you. We have now found out that not only coming to Athens, but Nothing But Cakes in Madison and Huntsville as well. Those are under your supervision.
Yes.
And Athens is a new venture for you.
Yes. Super excited. You know, we opened Nothing But Cakes in Huntsville in 2012, and I never thought at that time that we would even be coming out this way. And it's crazy to think, you know, we'll have a location here in Athens next year.
How did that happen for you to get involved with Nothing But Cakes in 2012 and to start this business?
So actually, my parents opened it while I was in college and graduated. And then my mom and dad were like, you know, you need to do something, come to work. So from there, I worked my way up and, you know, now I oversee the two stores that we have and excited to open the third one.
Did Aisha have another vision for herself prior to that, something that you wanted to do?
Yeah, I wanted to be a dentist. I decided that I didn't want to do that, but I had a good business degree to fall back on, so.
So when your parents approached you about the idea of you working in this business, what were your first thoughts?
At first, I thought it was just something to fill the time until I figured out what was next for me. And then as I started to do it, I fell in love with it more and more. The people, the customers that come in, the experience that we give them, you know, we are a unique product. Our cake is delicious, some of the best cake that I've ever had. And the service that we provide with it, you know, is up there as well.
In 2012, did you have multiple locations or just one?
Just one. So we actually did not open Madison until 2023. So it took us a good bit to, you know, get situated, get growing. And of course, back in 2012, Madison was, you know, not as big and prominent as it is now.
What was the thinking behind opening a second location, having Huntsville for those years that you did?
So it was really for our customers, to be honest. We had a lot of customers when we opened that were coming to the Jones Valley location because they were coming to Target to shop. And as Madison started to see growth and get their own locations of different things out there, those customers weren't really coming to us anymore. So we felt like Madison would be a good move for us, and just because it would make us accessible to those customers out there.
So going to Madison when the growth was not the way it is now and getting started, how was that for Nothing But Cakes in Madison?
You know, I think when we opened in Madison, a lot of people knew what we were already. And there's so much traffic out there. So just that visibility from people driving back and forth every day made a huge difference off the bat.
And what is it about Athens that now makes you not only want to have Huntsville, Madison, but include your business in the Athens area?
The Athens community is growing. You know, you guys are a major exit off of the interstate. And people are moving to this area because of the great jobs, the great community that you guys have out here. And so we felt that we wanted to be a part of this growth and come out here to the Athens community.
What is your favorite part of the business? I have an idea in mind, but I just want you to tell me what you really enjoy when it gets down to it about the business that you're in.
You know, my favorite part has through and through been seeing my employees grow. So we've had several employees that have been with us for 6+ years, and having a hand, you know, whether it's just from high school till they graduate college, having a hand in helping them grow, mature, you know, teach them life skills has been really, you know, a big passion of mine.
When you talk about life skills, what are some of those lessons that you feel they're learning?
You know, simple things from customer service, how to approach customers, even if they're having a bad day, don't let it impact you, to, you know, down to just counting. A lot of kids don't, you know, grow up counting money and having to deal with that. You'd be surprised how many cashiers we have come in that don't have experience, but just working with them on teaching them those things, teaching them how to talk to customers, teaching them it's okay, you know, it's just cake at the end of the day. We can fix anything.
What are the results that maybe you've seen from some of your employees as they have worked for the company and then progressed, moved on to other things?
So I would say, you know, we've had employees come to us in various stages of life. I've had single moms come to us that need, you know, just to get their footing back because their life has been flipped upside down. And seeing them now thrive when I see them out in the community, this one particular one that I'm thinking of, she worked for my mom when my mom started the business, and she left probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and now she's a successful real estate agent in the Huntsville community. And it's so great to see that.
I know it really is. Let's talk about product. The ingredients that go in the products, how it's made as far as quality. That's an important factor for a lot of people, especially when they're eating a sweet.
Absolutely.
You know, is what goes into the making of the product.
Absolutely. So something unique about us is the we are like baking at home. So except for a bigger scale. So we have a proprietary cake mix that we purchase from our corporate office out in Texas, and we are adding eggs, water, oil, and just scooping and baking. So we use high quality eggs. We use high quality oil, and then of course water. So we mix everything in the house in store, and then we scoop it out to the various sizes, and then we bake it all on site as well.
Clearly, you've had a great customer response, or you wouldn't be open in a third location. Give me an idea of what customers say about the quality of the product and the service at Nothing But Cakes.
So our cakes are very moist. So a lot of people always comment about how fresh our cakes taste. They stay, you know, just as moist for about 3 days at room temperature. And our customers love that they can come in and get a cake and they can eat it 2 days later and it's going to taste the same. It's not going to be dried out. The service just goes with having a top-notch cake, in my opinion. You know, I feel that we have to provide that level of service to have customers come back, but they really come back for the cake. But the service is great as well.
Let's get people thinking right now about events, activities they may be involved in to carry or to purchase a cake from your business.
Yeah, so, you know, we cater weddings. We cater big corporate events. One of our biggest things that we do for the community is fundraising, actually. It takes up a good bit of our business. So we fundraise with Athens High School. The students will purchase our cakes, sell them for a higher price, and earn some profits for their organization. And that's been huge for us as well.
Does it have to be a 501c3 to do that, to utilize the fundraising?
Not at all. We have had individuals who have maybe had cancer and need help for funds, do our fundraising program. It's open to anybody that's interested.
Okay, so let's use that as an example. Because I have people that are on my show that have issues where they need financial support, mm-hmm. How would a person go about having a fundraiser like that and being successful?
Yeah, so, you know, I would say some of the most successful organizations that do it have parents or students that are very well connected. Some of the biggest returns that we've had with schools have been parents that post on Facebook, for example, and people purchase them and Venmo money. Those are probably the most successful when you have people that are really driven to raise money for a specific, you know, occasion or whatever they may be fundraising for.
So they buy the cakes and they make the sales, then they order they say, okay, we're ready for our cakes. That way they're really fresh when they get
Correct.
Them.
Correct. So actually they start by pre-selling the cakes. So they'll go around, take the orders, collect the money, and then they turn in their order to us about 10 days before. They want their order. We offer pickup or we can deliver. And then we'll give you the cakes, and then they're in charge of distribution back
okay.
to whoever ordered the cakes.
Sounds really good, because there are a lot of organizations out there that need fundraising. They
yeah.
need that money, and here's an opportunity for them to do that. So that I think that's a great feature that y'all offer there at
yeah.
Nothing But Cakes.
Yeah, absolutely. And to get started, all they have to do is email nothingbutcakesfundraising@gmail.com, and we'd be happy to send them information.
Okay. Let's talk about the Athens location and the future of Nothing But Cakes in Athens, Alabama.
Yeah. Well, we are going right off the interstate, right in front of the TJ Maxx location that's just opened, I think, last year in that brand new center. And we are hoping to be open late this year or beginning of next year.
How do you find a location? How do you decide this will be a good place for our business?
So I'm from Huntsville, and, you know, growing up, we had driven through Athens, driven through this area, but I wasn't 100% familiar with the area, but something that we took a look at is the amount of traffic that's going up and down that road, which, you know, connects down to 72. And a lot of people that live here or live around this area are using this road as a, you know, a commute to Madison or to Huntsville and back and forth. And so the amount of traffic that was going up and down this road was huge. And so that's why we decided that we wanted to be as close to the road as possible.
And I imagine you'll have some people who come over to help get Athens established. But in the meantime, there are new opportunities for people to have work, and they can start thinking about maybe working for Nothing But Cakes and having those opportunities that the other employees have had. How would they start looking for that when the job openings come, when the business opens, to find a job there at Nothing But Cakes?
Yeah, so we will have ads posted on Indeed that they can apply to. We actually, believe it or not, hire about 15 employees. So we aren't a small operation, but we're not a large operation. But we have positions for baking, frosting, crafting, management. So we will have all of those positions open on Indeed for them to apply to.
Very good. And for people listening right now, to take advantage of Nothing But Cakes in Huntsville and Madison and eventually Athens, but how do they find you in Huntsville and Madison and be a part of this business, enjoy what you're doing there?
Yeah, so you can go online to nothingbutcakes.com. You can check out where we are and all of our flavors that we offer. In Madison, we're on 72 at the Cliff Farm Development, where the new Costco is gone. And then in Huntsville, we're in Jones Valley next to Biscuit Belly. So you can stop in and grab some biscuits and then get some cake at the same time. And that's how you'll find us.
Nothing But Cakes with Aisha Patel. We're excited for her and wish you all the best in the future opening of the Athens location. Wish you much success continued in Madison and Huntsville.
Thank you very much. It's great to be on the show.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the world. I hope that you'll follow on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.